In 2011, Russia contacted the FBI and asked them to look into Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And once they looked into him, they placed his name on what is called a Terrorist Identifies Data Mart Environment list. Now, the FBI says that this list, as of 2008, this tied list contained more than 540,000 names, but they collected a list that they say they don't monitor all the time. Still with us is Congressman Scott Perry. He's a member of the Homeland Security Committee. So my question would be, Congressman, to you and to others, why have a list if you don't monitor it?
Well, that's exactly right. And the question was asked yesterday about this correspondence with the Russians. And, of course, the answer was, the Russians do this to jam up their own people, so to speak. So we, the American government, asked why the Russians alerted us to this individual, and we got no response, and then we did absolutely nothing. So that's very concerning, because how many other folks
right.
have we done nothing about? I mean, look, maybe the Russians do this, and maybe a lot of countries do that, but it's incumbent upon us, and to go to Sky's point, look, we're a nation of immigrants, but we're also in a nation of laws.
Yep.
It's our job to safeguard the population here first. It's not a right to come to this country. It's a privilege, but if this administration is going to treat it like a right and let everybody in, then this is what we're going to have. And if they're not going to ask any questions, even when foreign governments raise a flag, then again, we're going to feel unsafe in our own communities, and we should.
Let's get Paul in Pikesville right here in Maryland. Paul, you're on with Congressman Perry and me. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Just a quick question. I've got a lot of friends in the high-end defense contracting industry and the analytics part of it, and they say that the issue isn't the people. It's not people. It's the amount of data gathered by Homeland Security, and there's not enough people to sort through it. And really the only way as a country that we're going to be able to go through that list and or sort them is we're going to have to either live with what the Israelis do, which is occasional terrorism, or we're going to have to profile, because there's no other way to limit the amount of data being collected across the country on millions of people, but there's no one to sort it.
Paul, the criticism you bring up is one that we brought up, Congressman, long before you got there, with the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. This type of behemoth entity, there's absolutely no way, Congressman, to maintain all the information it receives.
Well, I don't know if there's no way, but I would say this, and to answer Paul's question, I think what we have to do, and maybe it's not profiling, but I think we need to be selective about who comes in there and what their reasons are for coming in here. Again, this guy's father came on a tourist visa and then applied for asylum and then went back. To me, that should raise a red flag. That means somebody shouldn't have to do that analytical research and comb through all that information. Right there is a problem that I think most Americans go, wait a minute, what is happening here? And they should. So I think we're potentially wasting our time with things we don't have to, number one. Number two, the enemy continues to give us their playbook.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, saying they're going to use less people of that look Mideastern. And here's a case where the guy came and married a gal here in the United States, and they've said they want to do that, and that is their plan. And what is her part in this whole thing? And look, they're giving us the playbook, and we're kind of laughing at them and saying, yeah, but we don't change any of what we do in response to that. We're not even being reactive, let alone proactive.
One of the things, Congressman, and I know you're not the FBI or investigating this, but you do have oversight on the Homeland Security Committee. It is just impossible for many of us to believe that this woman, Ms. Russell, who is the wife of the 26-year-old, they've been married since 2009 or 2010, I think it's 2009, that she could be around him every day, including the days after the bombing, and not know anything.
Right. Exactly. And here again, we have information, and we knew this up front that this is their plan. And here's a person that it goes right to the same thing with Benghazi when the secretary's not even questioned in the investigation. I mean, look, I don't want to beseech the folks that law enforcement on the ground, because I think they're doing a tough job.
Absolutely.
And but who knows what their marching orders are in this regard? And that concerns me, because we've seen this kind of thing, especially from this administration in the past, where they want to craft messaging, so on and so forth. But I think
don't want to call an act terrorism when it's terrorism.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you got organizations like the administration and Reuters that refuse to utter the phrase or the word terrorism. They refuse to. As a matter of fact, it's published that they will not characterize it that. Meanwhile, we know that 80% of these acts are committed by people coming from one part of the world. Meanwhile, those same people are 2% of our population. What in the heck's wrong with us when it's very clear, it's right in front of our eyes, what's happening and who's doing it?
Well, Congressman, I wanted to speak fiscal things with you as well, immigration, but it does tie in to the issue of the immigration bill. But right now, I really think that we have to really find out how this breakdown occurred, Congressman. How did it happen?
Yeah. We let these folks in, and I think it's just our wide open policy. Again, we're treating immigration like it's a right as opposed to a privilege. And here again, when you have folks coming in and claiming asylum and then moving back, to me, that raises a huge red flag. If it was so bad, if they were in fear for their lives over there, they didn't move back temporarily. They didn't go back to get their family. They went back and stayed.
In our last 30 seconds, Congressman, what are your thoughts on the immigration bill as you understand it?
Well, as I understand it, I'm very concerned about it. We have 27 million Americans between the age of 18 and 65 that are currently not working. And it seems to me that we ought to be focusing on getting them employment. And the other thing is, you know, we like to use, there's a saying I like to use around here, there's a very high cost to cheap labor. And while we are a land of immigrants and we want to encourage legal immigration, there has to be, we have to approach this very carefully because we also have a very robust welfare system in America. And these folks, generally speaking, they are not working people. These are people that work, but they're still the working poor, and they're putting a great strain on every one of us as taxpayers. And so we just need to proceed with caution. I cannot support amnesty, and I don't think we should as a nation support amnesty. And if we think this is where it's headed, I think that the American people are going to have a big problem with it.
Congressman Scott Perry, as always, sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.